You got Bjork, son?
I
thought you had Bjork.
I got something. Hold on.
All right, go for it. We're already recording. Just go for it.
All right. Well, you can do the introductions while we're waiting for this one.
This is the Creepy Corner. I am Justin Gatiss. This is Anthony Sennhauser, Michael Murphy.
This is my two-week notice.
Carmen DeFabio died from diabetes. And that's it.
He died from diuretardies.
Yeah, he beat himself with a shillelagh. Like, he hit his own face with a shillelagh way too much. That's what he does. Hold on. Let's hear.
He's on vacation. He's calling.
Oh, this is his old buddy, Frank.
You want to call him tomorrow?
No, this Jerky Boys?
I'd like to talk to you.
Is this the new Jerky
Boys? I need a sub. Can you make me up a sub?
Hold on, sure.
Hello.
Go ahead. What can I get?
Hey there, smart mouth.
Who are you talking to?
How you doing, honey? I need a sub. The 6-footer.
Well, go ahead. What kind?
Yeah, you throw a little salami there on it there.
What do you want, Italian?
Italian, whatever. You got that Genoa there?
You want Italian?
Right there, honey.
They were so good.
All right, hold on there. Go ahead.
Italian salami hoagie.
Yeah, I want Swiss. Hold on there, buddy. Your pie, sir. Yeah, a little Swiss.
Breaking her balls so bad right now.
Hello.
Go ahead.
You can't even do that anymore.
What are we doing here?
All right, give me a little. What
banana cream pie?
A little bologna on that.
Pick up pie, sir.
A little bologna on that.
I'm not making this. You're gonna have to come in and we'll make it when you get here.
Listen, honey, just don't.
I'm not making it until you come in.
I need the order.
When you come in, I'll make it. It'll take me 2 minutes.
Give me that hoagie, all right?
Right.
You give me that hoagie.
Cut the cream pie.
I don't know.
You know what?
It's actually very good.
Amazing,
they were very good. They were very underrated. They got a movie out of it.
Dude, they went viral before you can go viral. Their first album came out in like 93.
I heard that on cassette.
Dude, everybody had it on cassette. But that was before the internet. That's before you can go viral on stuff.
Their movie was so bad.
Yeah, it was a bad movie.
But it was so good at the same time.
Based it on the Jerky Boys album.
It's like, hey, we may bring phone calls. We're going to make a movie. Right.
Crank Yankers.
No, Craig Yankers is actually excellent.
That's Jim Florentino.
Yeah.
Retard kid steals it all.
Which retard kid?
The one with the helmet?
Special Ed.
Yeah, special retard.
Oh, you mean a character. I thought you meant like a real person. Like there's a retarded person like talking into the microphone.
There is. He's not here tonight, though.
Frank Rizzo sounds like everybody's dad I knew growing up.
That
New York guy, you know. Is that a little
growing up in Yonkers? Guy? That was a pretty regular voice right there.
Genoa salami on that there, right there.
Yo, the best. I don't know. I gotta say
it's actually really good. Like I'm hoping the new shit is good.
It's good. I heard a couple of them. They're good.
I haven't heard any of them.
Yeah.
How do you even make prank phone calls now?
I'm gonna tell you right now. Anything that you can laugh at is not good anymore. It's over.
Is that what it is?
Laughing, being happy, celebrations of any kind are out.
Celebrations.
It's out. Whoa, laughing, it's fucking out. It's out.
Laughing is out.
It is.
Hold on, laughing. That's the name of this.
Listen to me, hold on.
They catch you laughing in your house, that's it's over.
Where can you pay to go to laugh right now?
Nowhere. Nowhere. You're right.
They're not even making movies.
I'll give you that. Yeah, yeah.
His shrug says it all, dude. His shrug says it all.
Fuck me.
Laughing is out.
It is.
Yeah, they really did get away. They really did away with getting rid of laughter. And if you laugh at something on Twitter, like say the Creepy Corner Twitter,
like we got Ed, and then we got kicked off.
They just take you off the whole goddamn thing, dude.
Here's the thing. Here's all right. And I actually defended this douchebag in the beginning because I was like, hey, listen, he's dealing with some shit he doesn't know about.
Ah, that's not nice to say about Carmen.
Yeah. But anyway, so
he's got a black wife, he's autistic.
So you could have a live music performance. I don't know if I said this on the show already. You can't have stand-up comedy.
They film Saturday Night Live and Jimmy Fallon every week with a live audience.
Oh, dude, The Stand, or was it Stand Up New York?
The Stand.
I thought it was one of them. One of them flipped out on Saturday Night Live and was just like, how dare you? Like, you could do this, but we can't have a show here. And, like, I felt him.
Should it have been, I don't know, every single American?
Yeah.
A lot of people have
beef. I felt their pain.
Michaels.
I think Lauren's, I don't know. What do you think?
think he's a horned J.
No, I think that, like, look at the New Year's Eve celebration. They have all these performers.
Is there one? I don't even know.
It's virtual, I believe.
Yeah, I'm going to be alone on New Year's Eve jerking off in front of my TV. I'm going to tell you that right now.
That's what I do every year anyway.
You know what? Yeah. At least you don't have to tell anybody to fucking get
No, dude, I had one girl I was going to hang out with. We got into a fight. I'm alone New Year's. Like, it's going to be a very depressing New Year's.
So make up with her. Why can't you just make up with her?
It's not worth it.
You know what you how big could a fight be that you're going to, like, have to jerk off on New Year's Eve? You might as well
what else am I doing New Year's
just
Eve?
Just make
though.
Up with her so you can get at least get a
I work. I work all day long on New Year's Eve. You know what I mean? Like, I come here,
job.
I'm tired. A foot job. I've never had a foot job.
They're not bad.
I'm not a big fan.
Yeah, I'm more interested in moist holes.
sounds like a really bad, like, snack cake.
Oh man, look at that. You got that wet clam, or you could blow me.
What do you got? You got some
twinkies. I can stick it up your poop, or you can rub your fucking dry
I'm
feet.
I got some Twinkies, I got some Drake's
and
I got some
moist
holes.
I'm picturing, like, that font. Yeah, like that red font on, like, a candy bar.
But it doesn't make sense. We were referring to sexual gratification, not eating.
Well, I mean,
bar.
I think we all understood
that's
that.
That's even like titty fucking a girl. Why?
Titty fucking makes no sense.
It makes no sense.
Your mouth is right there. I'm stuffing it in your mouth.
I'm sorry. We might have talked about this before.
He's a poet.
But it's true. Titty fucking makes no sense.
Yeah.
It's just like, all right, this is awkward. And, like, I'm just bumping it into your chin for a while.
You don't have lube.
Everything in the world required for you for a titty job. It's the stupidest thing. Suck my dick and shut up. Why are you not sucking? No.
Suck my dick and shut up. No, a titty job. I don't know.
Girls,
are you a fan of them?
No. No, because girls look at you
when
they're...
We're talking about receiving them.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hold on, let that sink in.
That was actually funny.
Go ahead. Let's marry those flavors.
Go ahead, so, Ted.
Listen, just because you listen slow doesn't mean I should have to talk slow for my jokes to land.
It landed. It was good.
Yeah.
It was good.
Keep landing.
What's funny? If I was on a show with three other civilized fucking,
not
aristocrats
us.
Aristocrats, right.
Not
that's the word
I
was
thinking
about. I
should be sitting here with a three-piece suit and a pocket square and a proper hat.
With a monocle?
Yeah. You don't have somebody yelling about the Jews and the conspiracies.
All I want is one of those fancy
cigarettes. They're horrible.
All I want is one of those fancy cigarette holders that are real long.
Cruella DeVille?
Yeah.
Yay.
Cruella DeVille? You said Cruella Duro?
Cruella DeVille. Isn't that her name? Cruella?
He played for the Supersonics.
Cruella.
From the cartoon?
Cruella DeVille.
You'd hit it?
She's caked up?
She's caked up.
Who else got 100 fucking
dogs? Who else is buying 100 fucking dogs? They are Dalmatians.
Dalmatian is an absolute garbage dog.
But that's, believe it or not, you know how aggressive they are? They're like really angry dogs.
Like
no, firehouses always get them.
Yeah,
like
really?
For stereotypical.
How many firehouses have you seen with an
official
dog?
Well, they stopped a long time ago because Dalmatians just like attack children. Like they're just bad dogs.
Dalmatians and Democrats.
No, they're like Albanians.
They're just
inbred. You know what I mean?
They went
like
to go
it's
send,
just,
the, send yeah. the Dalmatians in to help get the kids out of the fire, and they're just tearing these kids up.
They're just biting kids' scalps off. Biting kids' necks. Yeah. No, it's bad. No, Dalmatians are so inbred that they're fucking insane. And that's a fact. You could Google it. Right. Well, maybe don't Google it. I don't know if it's actually a fact.
Google it.
It's in my head. But anyway, so... but Dalmatians...
Let your kids watch you.
Inbred animals are crazy. You know what I mean? A mutt is what you want.
Look
like
at the
a
Jews.
How do you turn it to that?
Excuse me, I thought we were talking about inbred animals. They do inbreed, and a human being is an animal.
You turned it so fast.
No, not for nothing. You did, actually.
I was just talking about Dalmatians.
No, be great if
you were talking about inbred animals.
If
the
Spotify
is known for inbreeding, and they are an animal, which is a human being.
Wait, are you going to say Spotify filters
Spotify,
out for...
If Spotify, like, categorized us as, like, the self-help section of podcasts.
Hold on, not for nothing. Since the show started, I'm the only one that presented two facts.
It's been 3 minutes.
The Jewish people are...
It really has only been 5 minutes.
The human being is an animal. They're inbred animals.
Jesus Christ. It's so hateful. Hold on.
I'm sorry if two facts fucking is hateful.
What about black people?
Yeah, how do you feel about black people? We might as well get into all of it.
Actually, they aren't on friend breeding, though, but they have multiple sex partners with multiple white
women. They just have children everywhere.
Yeah, but so they can't be inbreeding with them if they're
religious. Right, absolutely.
Oh, so you're saying, all right, the DNA spreads more.
He's more of an optimist.
I'm not saying anything. I told you two
things. You're saying a lot of things.
You guys made it out that I was the fucking antichrist for that.
Well...
Actually, also another fact, they actually are the antichrist. They actually killed him.
I like how he defended himself and then he said that.
I don't even know why I have to defend myself. Again, there's three facts in a row.
You're deploring a whole race of people.
They should make a Murph version.
They killed Jesus Christ. They're human beings, which are animals.
They should make a Murph. They can make a Murph version of
Wait, what was the second one? They killed Jesus Christ.
They killed Jesus Christ. They're animals because they're human beings just like me and you.
Oh, so we're animals. All right, fine. I'll give you that one.
And they're known for constant inbreeding to try to keep their race pure.
Aye, but you're talking about...
Three facts in a row, that's right. Yeah.
No, you're talking about Hasidic. That's different than normal Jewish.
There should be a Schindler's List version with Murphy sidelined on the video, like split screen with Murph.
I'm not understanding.
And it'd be like going on, like, actually, 6 million is a little bit of an overestimation.
Yeah, but if I was writing something,
he is Paulie Walnuts, Holocaust denizer.
That would have been an encyclopedia. Those are facts. Fact. My name is Michael Fact Murphy.
Is that your middle name?
It
Fact?
Should be. Yeah. It should be all three of my names because that's all I just did.
It's just fact.
Facts, that's fact, all fact.
But I just fact. I just hit you with a fact three piece right there. And it's like I get laughed at.
Fact three piece with a biscuit.
Just because you say it doesn't make it true. Wait, you just say it with so much energy that like people think it's true. And it's like, no, that doesn't mean anything.
Well, wait, let's break it down. The human being is an animal.
I'm looking forward to this. Keep going.
Jews are known for inbreeding.
Any Orthodox religion in this country is known for their inbreeding. Whether it's Muslim.
Okay,
be fair to say, every Muslims fucking religion is also like that.
Okay, so again, I'm right? Yeah, go ahead. Am I wrong?
I guess not. I don't even know.
I guess he's not wrong.
Quarter wrong.
And they did, in fact, kill Jesus Christ.
Well...
Go ahead.
That's to be, I don't know.
Okay, I'll wait.
I don't know. Is that really like fact?
Well, if you want to look.
No, Pontius Pilate killed an Italian killed Jesus Christ.
He signed the paper, bro.
Listen.
The Jews did the dirty work? Is that what it was?
Yeah.
The Guineas pulled the trigger. The Jews hired the hit.
That's the way it is. That's similar to how the mob is now.
The Jews hired the hit. The Guineas pulled the trigger.
Yeah. You got a Meyer Lansky.
And hands dirty.
That was their Meyer Lansky. Yeah.
Jesus was their Meyer Lansky?
No. Oh. No. Meyer Lansky killed Jesus. Oh. All right. Come on. I mean, get on board, then.
He was definitely inbred with someone who did.
We're like an inception right now. Mm-hmm. Like we're on like seven different levels.
I'm still in the same place I started, just telling you the truth as it is, and you guys are wherever you guys are together.
Working on the road.
Pontius Pilate killed Jesus Christ, not the Jews.
Okay, who brought him there?
The Jews.
Okay, thanks.
All right, thanks very much. He's like kind Elvis.
Wait, so there's fact number one: is a human being an animal?
Yes. True.
Okay, it is. Is the Hasidic
biologically
population known for inbreeding?
Yes, you're right there.
I'll take the rest of the night off. You
can't argue with him. No,
it's an impossible. It's an impossibility.
You could have said fake shit though, and we would have still agreed.
Doesn't mean it's
like,
still gonna be popular.
No,
I'm sorry if the truth is fucking bothering
it's
you.
Not gonna be
it's
popular
not gonna be
at
popular,
all.
But it's gonna be,
I'm pretty sure anti-Jew stuff is not popular.
But sometimes the truth hurts, right, guys?
If that bothers you, you're a cuckold faggot, and that's the truth also, twink.
The Jew hurts, not the truth. No, I'm right.
Just say that. Now that's offensive. You stick to your fucking jokes, I'll be fucking factual.
All my clients are Jewish and watch this show and listen.
You're not listening.
Yeah. No, they're great.
Yeah, so after they climb off their cousin, they know who killed Jesus. And they're animals.
After they climb off their cousin. Dude, what the... That's not even like a Jewish like thing.
We just got done talking about that. They inbreed.
No, the Orthodox Jews.
Yeah, that's different
than
normal.
There's no Orthodox. They don't play any sports except for counting money and complaining and making bagels.
I kind of like Orthodox. That's actually really funny. We should write that down.
Fuck this. Let's end the game early and go fuck the goyim.
We're gonna get canceled again. We're already canceling everything. Murphy just sealed the deal.
Muted.
Yeah,
we've muted on most categories.
Fine. If your biggest complaint is that I tell you what time it is, fire me every day, and they'll lick my ass, faggot.
I like how you put Jewish people and gays into the same group.
He's dancing.
Some of that though.
He's dancing in the chair. It's so weird to watch that.
It is weird, but you know what? I'm enjoying it. It's okay.
Listen, let's talk about this.
He just did like a reverse.
Your friend being happy is weird for you?
No. I'm glad that you're happy. I'm ecstatic that you're happy. I'm happy that you're happy. It's just weird to watch you dance sometimes.
I'm just happy knowing that the people at home are smart, free-thinking individuals, and they see through your guys' smoke and mirrors. Michael Murphy is the way and the truth. And I'm here, my son.
Is that your slogan? That might work. That's better.
I might run for mayor for New York City also.
I honestly think you should.
Yeah.
You have half a country that's angry, and you could probably pick it all up.
You have half the country that's angry, and they're just not gonna do anything about it except for throw boat parades and fucking. Well, look at that.
They do have boat parades.
Yeah, that's cool. Guess what?
Nobody's getting sick of those boat parades.
I still think that your old slogan still holds up. I gotta go to work.
Which one? Yeah, I gotta go to work.
I gotta go to work.
Well, let me tell you something right now. Anybody that's listening to this show,
it's a fantastic.
You got like Carmen.
If I gotta go to work isn't something that hits home for you, fuck you and your dead mother up the ass. I gotta go to work.
Why'd you bring the dead mother into the fucking?
They should be
quite...
getting fucked for raising a loser. The father, forget about it.
The dead mother. The dead mother thing's a little brutal.
Yeah. We don't even know if the mother's dead. We don't know who we're talking about.
The father should be dead.
You might lose some of our constituents.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But I gotta go to work.
We might lose drunk driving.
We might lose some of our negative 30 Twitter followers.
I gotta go to work is a great slogan, and it says everything you need to say.
Dude, it's runnable. You could totally do it.
Listen, let me put it this way.
I think you should run.
Anybody in the United States of America, if going to work is it not the number one priority in your life, there's something wrong.
I think if you got angry like this and talked in front of the, I know you're not angry, you're very happy. But anyway, if you got in front of the podium, though, and talked like this.
They'd assassinate me instantly.
No, I think you'd win. They might assassinate you after you win.
I want to see the biopic on Murph.
You don't think he'd win?
After he gets assassinated, like when they made Malcolm X?
Dude. Sleepy Joe and all these motherfuckers? Like, are you kidding me?
A little bit more pull fucking than I do.
I don't know, dude. I honestly think if people heard you talk for a little bit, they'd be like, that's my fucking guy. Like, you're just going to be an asshole and you're going to say what it is.
I'm the best.
Vote for Mike Murphy. That's my fucking guy.
Yeah. That's right there. That's the t-shirt. Right. That's my guy.
You know what?
That's my fucking guy.
You're going to laugh. I can't do all that. You want to know why?
Because you're late.
I have to go to fucking work.
Yeah.
So you guys get to go. I can't.
You can't run for president after hours.
It's like a flow chart. Can you do this? Well, if you can, I got to go to work. Well, if you can do it, I got to go to work. Can you do this? No, I got to go to work.
See, it's a weird thing because your whole slogan is like, I got to go to work. But then you have to go to work, so you can't be president. No, I know. I'm just saying it in different non-screaming terms.
It's a curse, having to go to work, and I have to go to work. That's the only reason I'm not president right now is because I have to go to work.
I would vote for you in a second. I honestly would.
Thank you.
I too have to go to work.
Yeah.
So I agree with you.
I put that in all the Twitter followers right now, we'd owe them 40 million Twitter followers.
Yeah.
We don't even have
a Twitter anymore.
Yeah.
No, it's in limbo.
Is anybody who listens to our podcast and hasn't seen any of our Twitter presence lately? We got unlawful.
Yeah, somebody help us, please.
And horribly.
What's that shit between heaven and hell?
I just said it. Limbo.
Purgatory. Purgatory, though, is the word I was looking for.
Yeah.
We're in purgatory, apparently.
Dead, limbo. So we can't be in purgatory.
Limbo and purgatory are the same things. Yeah, no, we got the wind taken out of our sails real quick, right? Is that a good phrase?
We were tasting fame, and it just got taken away.
Oh, yeah, like they saw, like they were like, you hit over 1,000? Nope, yeah. You're done.
These guys are trouble.
I heard they were going to assassinate Dawn of the Dead. They think
you know what's funny? He'll never get canceled, but I think we will a million times.
He won't get canceled, but he'll get cancer.
With a needle to the knee, like Bob Marley.
I have a feeling if you pour salt on him, he'll dissolve.
Who, Don?
Yeah.
Like he's a slug? Like is that what you're saying?
Like a slug.
Hey, Don, that's Zen saying that. That's not the rest of us.
He's like, I'm melting. Whatever the fucking accent is.
I fucking love him.
He lives a few miles
I love
away,
him. He's great.
Listen, how much do you think it would cost?
To fly him in here?
Fly him here.
Not probably, that much right now.
Well, he can't get out of his country, can he? Are they locked down?
Yeah, they're a little more strict than we are, actually.
That new UK. You know,
oh, because of that coronavirus that everybody's talking about?
The new strain?
Yeah.
I personally attacked Don the other night because he likes
Why?
Oasis.
Oh, you
and
did?
We were talking
what did
about
you say?
I've actually.
More than two good songs they have, or two songs they have.
I haven't seen your conversation.
We yelled at Don. You were sitting right there, I was sitting here.
What, we did it on the show?
Yeah, it was like 2 days.
Well, we were drinking, dude.
Oh, I mean, I remember it.
You don't bring up all the kissing and the touching you guys did.
No,
listen,
we totally
again,
gave each other hand jobs.
There's so many things you can say about me. Michael Murphy is a cold-blooded heterosexual.
Cold-blooded.
Warm-blooded.
He's got it. Yeah, I was about to say, you're not cold-blooded. Cold-blooded.
Yeah, I'm not. She's a lot of
who's
say.
That? Who's
don't
that? Lionel
that
Richie?
Cobra.
I don't know. It sounds.
What song is that?
It, though, whatever it is.
No, it's an awesome song. Cold-blooded.
You want to see something very interesting?
I think that was Rick James.
Yes. Rick James. Because he said it to Dave Chappelle right after he said, fuck your couch.
There's two things that I like that he does. That song and Slap Women.
he did.
Dude, he was a hardcore crackhead.
Listen to this.
Yeah, he was a little out there.
You ready? Now. I've voiced my opinion on that.
All right. Go
times.
Ahead. What are you gonna do? Go ahead. You keep talking. We'll hear him. Go ahead. You keep talking.
This is actually a really good song. Yeah. I feel like they play the whole everything that he has on a guitar with one string.
Yeah. No, it's the Casio that you bought from like Kmart.
Yeah.
Like it was. It's just those beats. Like it's three beats. And like it's just that's like the.
Yeah, it sounds really fucking shitty.
Yeah.
How about this?
But back then it wasn't.
Did I ever talk about this?
This
if you
like
listen
35
to
years ago.
If you listen to any song that came out in the decade of the 1980s, I feel like it could be in the Karate Kid.
Yeah, well, Cobra Kai. First of all, that's the Karate Kid. Why are you saying no?
No, that's a spinoff Netflix show.
Right
30
there.
Years later, actually.
But it's the same soundtrack.
There's so
have you watched Cobra Kai?
No. But that's not what I'm talking about. But listen, let's just talk
no,
about
No, it's the
watch,
same
right?
thing. It's a reminiscent thing.
What were you
thing.
Saying, Murph?
I feel like that if you listen to 101.1 during the day, every single one of those songs could have been in Karate Kid.
What, sure. like Lady in Red?
Definitely not. No.
That's the song I hate most out of the 80s songs. That reminds me of like being in like my parents' car or something like that. Lady
really?
In Red. Yeah.
It's a nice song.
Lady in Red. It's not that good of a
Lady
song.
Lady in Red.
And I just heard it.
It's dancing with me.
It's not that it's a bad song. It's just a very stereotypical 1991 song.
If you weren't getting married to that song, if that wasn't your wedding song.
Oh, dude, it's a bullet in the head song.
1981 to 1986.
Yeah.
So listen, this is what I was saying. I've voiced my opinion many times. I think the Beatles
stink. Oh, have you?
Stink.
Okay.
Right.
Stink. We're not talking about the Beatles, but okay.
No, I am.
All right.
Listen, they have a million songs. I think they have 10 really good songs. So check this out. Did you know John Lennon
I think
said,
you're gonna
John
tell me.
Lennon said, I'm dissatisfied with every record the Beatles ever fucking made. There ain't one of them I wouldn't remake, including all the Beatles records and all my individual ones during an interview with Playboy magazine in 1980.
John Lennon became a piece of shit, though, at the end. Like,
how about this? I
don't wish death on anybody, but, like,
well,
he was kind of asking for it at the end.
How about this one? Could you imagine we were the Beatles, right?
Yeah, I kind of like to think of us as that.
Could you imagine, like...
Like, one of us just, like...
One of us walking and be like, hey, what's up?
It's Carmen. It's Carmen.
Hey, how are you? What's up, mates? This is my new wife, Yoko Ono. John.
I wish there was footage for this.
John,
get over here, John. John, she's not that good looking either.
Yeah. You know you're in the Beatles, right?
Yeah, you're in the Beatles.
Shut up.
We're in the Yeah. She's singing a stupid shit in the microphone.
Shut the fuck up. John, listen to me.
She does yell like
all
a
right,
maniac.
Listen, the joke's up. Is she making a delivery or what is she doing here?
I wish we had that on video because that was good.
Dude, I busted my friend's balls for hooking up with fat chicks. Did you imagine a Beatle and that's what he's bringing home?
Dude, she's not even fat in a good way. You and I just pointed out a fat chick that was kind of hot before. And Yoko Ono is none of the above.
How about this?
She's the ugliest, most Asian woman ever.
This is the most important thing. You know what? We're none of the above? The Beatles.
Yeah. You're pretty much the Backstreet Boys of like the 1970s.
Could you imagine staying in a hotel? I'd be like, John, let me bring you to the window over here. There's like a million teenage girls climbing the window trying to eat your load at any time.
And you just get with the ugliest Asian girl ever.
Mates. I mean, she's really musically talented.
See, I think he dated her to piss off Paul.
You think it was ingrained?
I think he was banging her out of spite.
Really?
I don't think he really like was into.
Well, he lost out at that point. I mean, like I don't think he expected to get shot right away. But
no, I don't think he expected to get shot.
The pool should have shot him.
Heck, you know, I was just thinking the other day if I got shot.
Hey, man, Ringo, he should have just pulled a hit.
Shoot me in the chest.
Bro, she's fucking disgusting.
So
yeah, there's nothing attractive about
Paul
her.
Paul McCartney originally introduced John Lennon to Yoko Ono as a joke to be
is
like,
that
yo,
true?
I hate this bitch.
Hey, wouldn't it be funny if we had John fuck this slope? Yeah, it would be funny. Why is he marrying her?
This slope.
He fucked this slope.
He's like a World War II 1944 vet.
No, it's like a Reefer slope. Madness. It's like that, but
this
just
is,
for racism.
So, right. What this is all
just awful propaganda.
I had a plan for us that I want us to do.
Okay, let's hear it.
What it's gonna be? It's gonna be a movie. It's a prequel.
You down, Zen? You down for a movie?
It's just gonna be like, it's a movie with the Beatles, but it has nothing to do with actually the Beatles.
No.
Not one Beatles song is played. It's just them in different situations going, so who's gonna say it to John? What are you doing with the slope?
Oh, like they're all bossed around by John?
No, they're trying to talk John into getting rid of this filthy slope.
This filthy slope.
But
hold
that's
on.
A good story.
That
you know?
I'm calling this episode This Filthy Slope.
But you know that's what they said. So say
and now
you know that's what they said. I don't know that's what they said.
The charts for a fifth week in a row.
How do you know that's what they said?
Get rid of that filthy slope by Paul McCartney.
Okay, I don't care if they thought she was awesome.
Sounds catchy.
She's
ugly. Get rid of your filthy slope.
You're a Beatle.
She's ugly. Yeah.
Yo, did you see that?
She folds laundry. Rare.
She likes her steak rare.
Murphy's funny with the Asians because John Moses, our friend and guest many times, put up something of Chinese food like on Christmas.
Uh-huh.
And Murphy wrote, ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra-ra. Like he wrote that immediately, like 10 seconds in. But I was just like, that's what we are. That's what we do. We just really
That's his strong point.
I think it's kind of all of our strong points. He's the stabber.
We're the wind beneath his racism. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'm not insulting you. I'm saying you're the one that kind of just takes it in the teeth and just does it.
Listen,
you know,
that's clearly a nod to A Christmas Story. They still play it 24
of course.
Hours. They play that every time. That's a.
And you know what's funny? It actually is funny that with cancel culture.
Yeah, I'm surprised.
And us getting canceled, that still plays.
Well, you know what I'm saying? When are white people going to tell the Chinese that that's racist?
No. Fuck Chinese. I'm sorry. I like everybody.
Fuck the white liberal.
Well, that's actually right. Yeah, it's not.
Could you imagine white liberals approaching the NFL go, Washington Redskins, it's got to go.
Yeah.
Okay, well, hold on.
I bet you no Native Americans cared.
No, as a matter of fact,
all.
I'm going to tell you one better.
What?
When they decided to name a team an Indian name. They got there's like a consortium of all the chiefs of whatever these reservations and everything.
Yes, I've heard this.
They approached the guy. He was like their top dog. He said, listen, we would like to pay homage to the Native American culture. Can you devise a character that is non-offensive to you and pays homage to you? This man delivered this. He said this will be like. White people, 30 years later, 40 years later, said, Listen, no, you know, this is kind of
racist. No, we're done.
I drew it. It's cool. You have no idea what we're talking about. We're white. We're woke. You're not woke. All right? We will tell you. Now, you know, the Washington football team, the Cleveland Indians, the Cleveland baseball team.
Listen, Murph, once in a while you knock it out of the park, and you did with this one because this is completely true. I don't think Native Americans care at all about being called Indians or anything like that.
They not care. They had the top dog that represents them came and white.
No, I know, I know.
Not woke. We'll change it for you. You don't have to change it. We'll change it.
That's what ruined Black Lives Matter. Like, Black Lives Matter was... All right, Andrew Schultz has a new thing on Netflix. It's awesome, by the way.
I don't even know who that is.
I met Andrew once in person. Oh. You might have been there. I met him at the stand.
So, but who is he?
Whatever. He's a comic. Yeah, he's a comic. But he's going to get famous off of this. He made a special during COVID, like, which, you know what I mean? Like, and it's all about COVID and the government. It's all about all that shit. But he was so fucking perfect on it. And he talks about Black Lives Matter. And the thing is, Black Lives Matter got really awfully adopted by white people. And, like, they ruined it for them. You know what I mean? Black Lives Matter as a corporation is awful.
Well, they're
not giving money to anybody. There's so much shit about that. As an idea, yeah, I get it. You know what I mean?
Any idea anywhere in the world, any movement shouldn't be referred to as a corporation.
You're right. Yeah.
What I'm getting at.
Once it becomes a business, it's a problem. Yes.
You know, I think that everybody has the right. If you feel something strong about it, if you feel like that you need to fight and die in the street for it,
then do it without making money.
No, you should. But what I'm saying is that when you have people challenging you, it's like, okay, well, could you show us where all your proceeds? People are donating money all over the
world. No, we're not going to show you shit.
What's the problem with that?
They didn't show shit.
People say, show us, you know, one black person that you gave a scholarship to, a neighborhood that you fixed. They don't show any of that. But also, I think it's interesting that I saw a thing, I don't know how true it is again, that now they're trying to, you know, Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, they're saying that we'd like to have a meeting with you guys so we could talk about all this stuff.
Didn't they lose a lot of the BLM votes now?
They had a big support from them, and they're saying we're reaching out to these people that I meet. So in my opinion, it's like, listen, they don't need, and you know, the
election's over. We don't need you anymore. Yeah.
So my issue is
in 4 years, you're not going to matter.
Where the rioting and where's all that stuff? It's like right now it's not needed, so it doesn't happen. I feel like literally, you ever see like those shows? It's like, well, how should we draw this up? And like they're throwing a dart at the dartboard, like, oh, we need support. Send in the riots and the murder hornets and the killer whales in the Long Island town.
I hate to say it because I do not ever want to like perpetuate like negativity at all in this fashion, but there's going to be another terrorist attack or something within the past couple months.
There was a terrorist attack. Actually, it happened in fucking
Nashville?
In Nashville, Tennessee.
Is that true? Yeah, I don't know about this.
It was the RV that they blew up. You didn't see that?
No. I've been working. It's holiday week.
I mean, I've been sitting home and watching TV. That's why I know.
Well, you are sitting home because you had COVID.
Dude, it's a fucking... They blew it up. So, like, conspiracy theories that it happened outside an AT&T building. And
in Nashville?
Yeah, they were supposed to be sending servers from these Dominion machines to get forensically investigated by AT&T. Then also, there was a fire in a warehouse in Rochester, New York, where supposedly they said that they produced, it was like a paper company or something that produced paper ballots, and like the place burned down and the debris and everything was cleaned up in one day. I'll bring that up. Another news you didn't hear of.
Hold on.
1 second.
It just feels like it's been 3 hours.
It's like fucking a fat chick. It just, everything feels long about it.
I like fucking fat chicks, dude.
I think I'm going to marry a fat chick. Like, I have.
Can I just touch on this?
How big, though?
I love.
How big?
All right, hold on. Murphy wants to.
Well, here's the thing. Belly. Listen, you could be like curvy, like sexy. No, belly, I don't know about. Like belly, like you and me and Murphy have bellies?
Whoa.
No, I don't think I could deal with rolls.
I'm 210 pounds, bro.
But a big broad I could take.
Sure.
That's fine. Oh, bro, they'll make the best moms. Are you kidding me?
Yeah, curvy is sexy no matter what, in my opinion. I mean, if you don't like
I kind of want to knock up a skinny broad and she's gonna get fat a little bit when she has kids.
That just ate a
that's way too much investment for me. I don't even
really planning that out.
I want to knock you up so we have pain in the ass, annoying kids, and you're a miserable cunt. But at least you're the proper weight I like now.
But your boobs and butt will get bigger.
Yeah, when I divorce you and kick you out, you stink.
Wow.
This hit home, huh?
Listen to me, this is something.
You went nuts right there.
But your strategy was.
You don't have to be a therapist, really.
No, I don't really have a strategy. I said it in jest.
I know a lot of
people. like when you see a real skinny girl when she's pregnant, it looks like it's got that big bump.
That's all it is. Skinny girls get really hot after they get pregnant, actually.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, ladies, get knocked up.
You know it's really not hot.
Add your value, but don't have a child. Get rid of him afterwards.
If a girl asked you to fucking put a baby in her, and she didn't want anything out of you, you had a legal contract saying that she can't take any money of yours. I think emotionally
I'd be upset. I wouldn't be able to deal with it.
Really? I would just go and donate semen and have them pay me for my
No,
semen.
I don't think I could.
A beautiful girl wants you to get her pregnant.
I'd be upset about not being able to know my own child. I'm a little.
Assuming you being a surrogate father.
Yeah.
I've knocked up girls. Like, you know what I mean? Like, it happens.
I've knocked up girls. I don't have any children that I know of at all. You always have to say that I know.
Well, you kind of, that's like the clause. That's like the hashtag.
but
anyways.
No.
Go ahead, say it.
No, but what, fake. I've never, I wouldn't do it. I'm too nice, actually. You know what I mean? Like, I could have kids.
About you've knocked up many girls, but you have no kids. You sound like Mr. Nice.
Well, no, I shouldn't say it like that.
Right. That's it.
I would definitely get a girl pregnant.
I got no problem doing that.
She just wants to have a baby, and she like.
I don't think I could deal. Long story short, what I was saying, I don't think I could deal with having a child and not seeing them. Like, yeah, I'm too emotional.
Okay, fair enough. Yeah. All I'm saying is, I know I can do
there's
that.
There's movies like that, like, where they'll, like, you'll see it. Like, a rich guy, his wife can
have and you kids. Have a kid. Hold on.
I know, that's the worst.
Go ahead.
I believe there's actually stories, isn't it? Like a guy will, like, knock a girl up, and then they'll implant that baby into the fucking...
What are you talking about?
Barren whore?
No.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, a surrogate mother just carries the child for the mother who doesn't.
I understand that, but I believe that there's a lot.
Why are you picking your teeth and touching my couch? Look,
it's all right. He's doing okay.
I'm trying to figure out how there's two different socks.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, do you have different? You do have two different socks. He's right. They came like that? That's how they came in the back.
I'm lying. I don't know where the other ones are. But you know what? They came.
I've worn two different socks. I'm no better than you.
Well, there's nothing better than nice wool socks.
Oh, yeah, they're great. I'm Ali Sheedy from The Breakfast Club, you guys.
I don't even know what that is.
That's the goth girl.
No, I'm the weird one.
Isn't she the goth one?
I thought
one?
Carmen was the weird one, but I guess it's me.
Oh, in our group. I mean, in Breakfast Club. Like, isn't she the goth one?
You ever just want to throw something at Carmen? I just want to throw something. Every time I see his face, I want to throw something.
No, I love how Carmen, we thought that Carmen was showing up tonight, and he just didn't.
No, he said he wasn't coming.
Did he?
Yeah, he said something about how.
He's never coming again.
Something about him.
I think everybody's got to get used to non-Carmen creepy corner.
He had to black safe his house tomorrow because he's all his
got to keep the Ku Klux Klan out of Torrington, Connecticut.
He's got to get rid of all the grape Robitussin.
He's got to go out and get the lean kegs. And if he's like, yo, Murph, I need you this weekend. All right, yeah, Carmen, I'll be here. Hey, yo, Carmen, yo, where's that lean at? And I'm just all relapsed on dope, leaning in the fucking corner. Right there.
He's out right now buying 15 bottles of Hennessy.
I like how he made. No, that's the funny thing with Carmen. He makes his situation sound so dramatic, and then he says something like that. He's just like, oh, man, we're getting Hennessy. I'm like, dude, are you really having that hard of a time? Like, I mean, you're buying, no.
I think Carmen's doing really well. I'm actually really happy.
No, he bought several bottles of Hennessy tonight.
Did he?
Yeah.
Is that true?
About 15.
Yeah.
Wait, I didn't see this.
I saw it.
Where?
At the liquor store.
No, he said, no, I thought it made me in the mess.
Do you need a receipt? Hold on.
Well, what are we doing? Are
no,
we
I
doing
think he did
here?
Say it in the things. I feel like I saw this, right?
No. So I just want to throw shit. I just want to kick him in the head.
Oh, no, fuck him. He should be insulted left and right. I love Carmen, but, you know, that's what you get when you don't show up. That's
show.
What we do.
He did it. He's running out of holidays.
You shouldn't hit him.
This prick is running out of holidays.
Is he starting another show that we don't know about?
Yeah.
Every time he goes like, "Whoa, you know, I bought a house, Carmen. How many fucking houses are you buying?" Bro, we had this kid that worked for us. His name was Danny, right? And they were telling him, so my foreman.
Why are you saying it so angry?
My foreman,
Danny.
Yo, he gets the kid was never at work, so he gets transferred to another job. So yeah. my foreman that was on that job was on the phone with the foreman that they sent. He was like, "What's up, Danny's? Oh, Danny's over here. How many times his grandmother died already?"
Yeah, that happens. I've been somebody that's used excuses myself. I don't take people dying though. No, because I feel like that's like bad karma.
Somebody that we know. In high school, they didn't do like a report or something like that. Like you didn't do your report. He's like, "Oh, I'm sorry." He's like, "Yo, my grandmother passed away or whatever it is." So the teacher sends an email to the mother saying, "Oh, I'm really sorry about your loss." She's like, "Fucking lost what?" You know.
No, that's. I feel I'm down to lie to get out of shit, but people dying that I actually. Like and respect, like grandparents. I don't play
that
shit.
That is bad juju. If you believe in that kind
of
thing,
bad juju.
Sure.
So listen, being Jew is bad enough. Imagine being juju. That's double Jew. That's Jew times infinity.
That's big league Jew.
Yo, that is super league Jew. They're holding you up to the big leagues.
Jew times X, like
Jew X squared.
These poor Jewish people. We have so many Jewish fans.
Jewish people, they're doing better than everybody.
That's true.
Fuck me.
They are wealthy.
I would love it if they like commented and they were like, "Hey Murphy, listen, as a like, you know what I mean?"
No,
they're not
gonna.
They
don't comment. I just go home and my credit score is 30 points lower and I'm getting audited by the IRS.
Actually, his name is Ira.
Yeah.
Ira S.
What, Ira runs the Ira S.
Ira S.
Ira S. That's good. That's really good, actually. Yeah. Ira S. That could be a whole skit.
Put that in the movie.
Yeah, the Creepy Corner movie?
Yeah, the Creepy Corner movie.
That we'll make in like 15 years.
Dude, the Jerky Boys made a movie. Why can't
we were talking about that. Dude,
told you about our movie where the Beatles and we're telling John, "Why are you marrying the ugly sloth?" That's how they talk about
it. The ugly sloth.
They have an English accent, though.
English, I just gave it everything I had. I gave it Christopher Walken.
Why are you going out with that Ching Chong Chinaman?
She's a slow. I'm not even doing it right. Dude, I was Santa, and I'm telling you, I think we talked about it, just me and Murphy. It turns British, and I didn't mean it to at all.
Jamaican or Irish.
Yeah. Well, that's I'm a firm believer that Jamaican turns into Irish no matter what if you do it long enough.
Sure.
But my Santa totally got British because I was simply trying to fool my niece so hard that I was just trying not to talk like myself.
Your Santa turned into Sand N?
Yeah, I guess, if you want to really make it like that.
All right.
What'd they do when they saw you walk in the costume?
No, dude, the funny thing is, this is the one thing I realized about little kids. They don't fucking look at Santa.
Is that as easy to get them to sit on your lap in a
shut
costume?
Shut up. This is family. Shut up. So anyway, but my black beard was totally sticking out from underneath. You know what I mean? Very obvious.
You're black something else.
Everything that works for a child, it helps on the fact that they're stupid as shit. That's what teaching somebody is.
Well, all kids are not
it's
that
true,
bright.
Though. Hey, no, so listen, the oldest one is like 4 and a half. They all were fooled. Like, I had them.
Trick the
I got in and out in like 40 seconds.
When they talk about the power of magic, that's
no, but like, I was surprised. I was like, they're going to know my voice immediately. That's why I went British, because I was just trying to sound very different. No, don't. Don't talk about my nieces.
They didn't know it was you, so. Yeah, I can't.
Don't say it.
So say, for example,
just pretend I'm somebody else and say
it. When other kids, they'd be like, "No, that's not Justin. Mate, unless he dressed like Santa, he taped down his usual erection when he's around us." They can smell the erection.
I was going to say, just change it to Carmen.
I thought that was going to be so much better.
Well, because You, the fluidity.
You really did build it up. Yeah, you built it up.
Listen, I
cut off those train tracks.
Improv. As soon as you stop it and it's like I get a go, I'm like Tony Romo.
But you're like Tony Romo. Didn't he die?
Actually, he's doing commentating now. He's a better commentator than he was.
Did you see that? You see that meme Murphy sent? You know the guy that got hit in the face with a twisted T.
Is that about Tony Romo?
No. But there's a picture. You know that. That video of that guy.
There were so many texts.
That video of that guy getting slapped in the face.
Yeah.
Slapped in the face with a twisted T.
No, I remember now.
He wrote Carmen, the guy with the twisted T, gonna smack a rally.
Yeah,
rally killer. Yes.
But I can just see him.
This is great. This is the great best banter we ever had.
Dude,
what he's saying is great, but it's like,
can you imagine him? Can you imagine him doing like improv, like Second City improv, when someone's doing that you have to like do yes and with stuff. So that's the person gives him like the story.
He's a personal assistant. I'm sorry.
The ancient Romans had a way.
He needs like an assistant that sits there and is just like, don't do that. Like waving on the side of the thing.
Yeah, they give that to monkeys when they start throwing shit.
That's kind of what Carmen is.
Cattle prod.
Carmen needs to be shocked, not just.
But he's fucking smart.
Carmen's very smart. Carmen just doesn't understand human emotion.
Hey, you know about it.
He doesn't.
You
he
know
doesn't.
That baboon's got purple wings.
He loves his family, and that's it.
I've seen Carmen drive you irate.
What do you mean? I was irate, or he was irate?
Conversations like you'll be arguing with him, or you'll be arguing with me.
I argue with Carmen all the time.
Carmen will throw something in that has nothing to do with anything, and you lose it. And I just
so it works sometimes? Is that what you're saying?
Maybe he's a master of psychology.
Oh,
he definitely likes to fuck with
deflection. Yes.
No, he does things to fuck with you.
If you think they
No, but you just said you just described deflection. You said he talked about something that was completely different and you forget.
He's timing his spiteful. He knows what he's saying.
I think he knows human.
He's autistic. This is part of the definition.
He knows how to throw psychological fuel on the fire.
He's an angry Rain Man. Right. He's an angry Rain Man.
He's Brain Man.
Diabolic.
He's Brain Man.
Filet testicle man.
He's Brain Man.
That doesn't even make any sense.
Who are you, Brain Man?
But it works. It works so well.
Someone's being real smart. What do you do? What are you, Brain Man?
What do you read books? You fag.
What are you, smart guy?
I read two books beginning to end in my life.
Which ones?
What books?
Why don't we play a game? What do you think the books are?
I don't know. I'm curious. This is a good game.
One is a book of strategy, and it's
Art of War.
Okay.
I got number one. All right.
The other one is a book.
Why do I feel these gay thoughts?
The other one is, how do I fellate a man and be straight?
Are you being serious?
It's called No Homo.
You should make a book called No Homo.
It's written by
That's actually an excellent idea.
It's 230 pages just say, No Homo.
Just over and over?
It's a picture of me on the cover blowing two dudes, and then 230 pages say No Homo, and at the end I tell you you're gay and you believe it.
Oh, shit!
It's a book of propaganda.
Why does the funny shit happen at the end of our episodes all the time? It's not even recorded.
Giving another guy head. 230 pages of me calling you a homo, and then the last page is, go back to the beginning, it says, and it's a picture of you blowing me.
Oh, it's a magic trick.
Oh, no. Know what it is? No. It's just a mirror image.
It's like a Quentin Tarantino movie in book.
It's a mirror image, so you see your face reflected in the page, and then it's just Murph standing over you.
Yeah, that's creepy.
That's a thing.
With his hands behind his back.
Although, I got to tell you, finish your thought.
In the Bronx Zoo, I believe it was the 60s or the 70s, they had...
I like how it went.
Carmen segue.
Go ahead.
That was a Carmen.
Sounds like it's going to be real racist.
They have an exhibit, and it says you come in to see the most dangerous animal on the planet. And you walk in, and it's a mirror.
Yeah, I remember that.
Is that a real thing?
Your high school trip in the 1930s?
Are you insinuating that I'm a tad older than
you? No, Leo.
But my issue is that it's funny because, like...
Good, I got the vaccine just like everybody
else.
Yeah,
yeah. He's already got a few. He's got all the vaccines. He's got the measles. He's got all that shit.
Yeah. When do you have the vaccine for being a schmuck?
It wouldn't have been as funny if he didn't look at me straight in the eyes when he said that.
I've said it somebody, million times. I'm not funny at all.
Somebody sent us a Christmas card, and it's actually really funny. Dude, it's just a photo of a family smiling for four people.
Right.
Five people.
Okay.
But if you like kneel down and look at it, they have mask on.
Whoa.
Yeah, it's like a magic eye thing.
Like in the mansion?
And I was like, you know what? Good for them. That's good. Yeah, like I was like, yeah, I was Yeah, you did it, you.
Nothing Christmas. Better than pointing at another person going, you.
That's the best compliment you could get.
Unless it's
if I ever tell tone is everything. But if I ever tell somebody, if I ever like snap and I'm just like, ah, yo, like that's like me telling you, like, dude, you rock, you're awesome.
Well,
you
or know. It could be saying, you know what, I hate you, but I respect you.
That we're getting deep. I didn't think about all that.
Yeah. So you remember that? Didn't you take that picture?
Yeah, back in the
30s. But that was it. That was at the Bronx
in
Zoo.
The 30s.
Wait, hold on. It went on.
He was standing behind a giant curtain and a powder went off.
With the most dangerous animal in the world. Oh, okay.
Yeah, but
I thought you were showing me like a real thing.
That was real.
Yeah, no. They were very woke back.
Can we call you Rally Killer too now?
No, that was a story I started and you started talking about something silly and you said, okay, you finish what you started talking about.
Well, we all have to make up for Carmen like in little bits. Like, everybody's just got to be an asshole just a teeny bit. Carmen. You don't want Carmen?
No, I said I love Carmen and I want Carmen.
Do you want him? You want him that bad?
Carmen, one of my best friends. I love him.
Yeah, he's my oldest friend, I think.
Gay!
Yeah, I was waiting. I was just...
What are you guys, fags together since you were kids?
Because he kept talking about how much he loved Carmen. I was like, watch, I say one positive thing. And he's
gonna... I feel like I have such power of persuasion... I could give a man oral sex and then call him a faggot and leave out with my head high.
Oh, yeah. I don't doubt that, actually, at all.
That's like, you ever seen Boondock Saints?
He's excited to put that to the test.
The guys that leave Murphy's car after he blows him have that Charlie Brown walk. Like that depressed look when they're just like slumped.
That's right, get out of here, faggot.
Meanwhile, there's cum dripping down Murphy's face, calling him a fag.
Get out of here, faggot.
Yeah, he's but like, he just makes them feel so bad, so they have to walk away like that.
Man, the power
Murph giving a blowjob, like he's like, stop it, fag, don't go so fast.
You probably give an awful blowjob.
remember in Boondock Saints? What's the name of the cop?
Yeah.
Oh, Willem Dafoe.
Yeah,
Willem Dafoe. No, but he was totally gay the whole time. Come on.
No, he's laying in bed after having gay sex, and he's on the phone. The guy's like cuddling him. He's like, stop being such a faggot.
Yeah, no, he calls his Asian boyfriend a faggot. Yeah.
Hold on. We've had this conversation.
Yes, we have.
I could call you a take it right up the ass faggot.
Yeah.
Not think you're gay.
No, we... No. Wait, Murph, what are you saying?
No, that one. So go ahead.
Watch this. You had $10 million.
Yes.
Okay, there you go. $10 million, you had to pretend you were gay for 1 year. But no, it
for
no,
10 mil? For I'd 10 do million. It. I would do it.
But you had to not.
But like your whole family, everything.
But you had to like suck dick.
But that wouldn't
for a year.
Oh, that's not pretending. Though. Then you're just being gay.
No, because being gay.
No, you're talking about being a gay prostitute Murphy's for $10 million.
All right. Yeah, I guess that's true.
No, I just saw that.
I actually think like the sucking dick part would be
worse.
It would be worse than telling your parents like you're gay. You know what I mean? Like I feel like the emotional draining would be worse than the physical disdain.
Is that the actual your balls being drained?
Yeah. Right? Don't you think so though? I think the emotional thing's worse than the physical.
If you had a kid and your kid said that, like he was like 16, he's like, I think I'm gay.
Whatever, I'd be like, wait a couple years because I'm not doing
Wait a couple years till you're 18, and then we could be gay together.
We could talk about this.
Am I wearing off? Hit that fag feeling you got?
Dude, not for nothing. These people cutting off their penises at like 13 years old now? Come on.
Well, that's different.
If
his
son's going to tell his father he's gay, the guy that should feel the worst about it is the father for failing as a father.
That's what happens. It's bad dads. That's what makes you gay.
Dad,
bad dads make you gay.
I'm gay. Oh my God, I'm so sorry, son. It's not your fault. No, it is. It is. It is.
You know what, though? And listen, I hate to say it, but like, dad's got to suck as a dad, like, to hit. Just because you know he's going to have a hard life for the rest. It's not, you know what I mean? That's a shit.
People don't have a hard life anymore.
Not anymore, no. I'm thinking about, like, 70s dad.
Well, listen, they wouldn't put up with that.
No.
Red Foreman?
Yeah, exactly.
So let me ask something. If your kid tells Red you, Foreman. Dad, I'm gay, do you guys just immediately go and buy rollerblades?
I just feel like that if you're...
That's a joke. The hardest part about...
If your son,
you're better than that. You're better than that.
I mean, listen, if my daughter was gay, what an easier time she'd be having. She'd just be like,
"Oh, girls, girls, you're almost happy." You're like, "Yeah, dyke it out, yo."
But even if my son was gay, it's like, all right, so he might get fucked, but he's into that shit. Like, he can, like, you know,
there's fuck, what was it? Oh, Ray Donovan. Hold on, before you say this, just because I'm gonna lose my train of thought. In Ray Donovan, they think the grandson's gay.
A Vegla?
But he goes, just don't be the one taking it. No, because he was like, I was in prison. John Voight told him this. And he was just like, I was in prison. I know what it's like to fuck a man. Well, he said like a whole speech like that.
Doing what you gotta do.
No, and he goes, just don't take it. That's how you get sick. And he said it to the grandson.
Yeah.
I'm not saying it's accurate. He's not a scientist.
John Boyd's amazing.
Listen, bro.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Those accents on that show were amazing.
For me, I don't have kids.
Fucking corner. Wait, go ahead.
I don't have kids, so I don't think it's there for me to say what I'd kill my kid. It's your fucking kid. I think the hardest thing for me, if I had a son, a grown man's son.
You really got humanized right now.
I'm going to be honest with you.
Just to our fans.
Said, listen, I'm gay. I think that's a lot easier than I'm gay, but I'm going to turn myself into a woman or something like that. Because you know what?
Okay, all right.
Not only you're gay, but the person that I created from my own loins wants to be a different
person. Yes.
That would bother me more than anything.
I think that'd bother anybody. Like, I don't think you're taking a hard stand there.
I didn't say
although,
that.
Although the new world, there's parents that are like almost enforcing that now.
They're on like people like that.
Yeah.
There's a difference between child abuse. There's a difference between your kid being 18 years old and going, Dad, I really want this operation.
That's what I'm saying. When he said the 16-year-old thing, I said a couple years.
They don't have, the law is the law. Whether your kid's 16
bro, you need to go through puberty. You need to understand puberty for at least 5 or 6 years before you decide anything.
From what I understand also,
not for nothing. Yeah, come on. No, but dude, 18, you were different at 12 than you were at 17.
I think before these operations, stuff like that.
Yeah, we're in agreement.
I think there's extensive psychological evaluation. First of all, a doctor won't just cut everybody's penis off.
Like they're doing it now.
There has to be a proper, maybe more than, but like there should be a psychological evaluation for a proper candidate.
There should be, yes.
You can come in and say, hey, listen, can we go in the back? You chop it off. You know what I mean? I think
well, if you're a minor, you need parental signatures.
I think you need to make sure you understand. Listen, you're changing your biological anatomy.
Like you're never gonna come like a normal person ever again. Like you're never gonna feel that sensation.
Right.
Ever again. I don't care how good they get at this job. No, dude. They're not. Did not perfect it.
There's got to be a lot of loose change down there.
From all the videos Carmen shows us, it's awfulness.
I think that their mental willpower is so strong. It's not about the fact of like a physical orgasm. It's
I understand.
You see Carmen shows us people getting kicked in the balls and stuff like that. That doesn't feel good.
All right, but you're talking about the opinions of a grown man. And I'm agreeing with you is that when you're younger... You can't, you can't make that decision.
Yeah, it's like
if you can't order a drink at a bar, you shouldn't be able to decide if you want your penis cut off.
You can go to the President of the United States and you could die in one fucking battle, but you can't buy alcohol.
All right, well, 18 to 21, I get your argument.
That's
true,
too. But it's also silly statutes, man.
Well, yeah.
That's the other thing. They're trying to
21 makes no sense.
There's many people in Congress, they're trying to lower the voting age to 16 years old. It's like...
Have you ever met a 16-year-old?
Oh, I wish.
Yeah.
that's their target audience. Those 16-year-old kids.
Yes. Yeah. People that are easily indoctrinated and fucking brainwashed.
Right.
No, but that's funny. Like, if you ever talk to, and don't get me wrong, there's lots of. I have new siblings and well not siblings I have new nieces and nephews
like
in the world.
Year old man.
No. Well, I like little nieces. Kids, but 16-year-olds.
Yeah.
that age group, they're fucking retarded. Like, I mean, they're dumb, dude. You know, they don't understand anything at all.
52% of people under 30 years old.
The younger ones are going to be smarter.
The demographic of people, I believe it's under 30 that live with their parents right now is 52%. That's even higher than the Great Depression. And
is that true?
Yes, that's a fact. And it's also the generation really? That was given all the right. most technology and the most fucking educational possibilities ever in history.
They got lazy.
No, what that shows you is that the system does not work.
No, it doesn't. And you have
the promise of a college education in the world is yours is absolute dog shit.
That and you have kids. One, student loans is crushing people. You know what I mean? Like, people that are more our age, they're not millennials.
They're going to get the right person, AOC, somebody that's assigned a thing, it's going to go away, and we're going to be paying.
No, you know what? That's the only, socialist thing I think student loans should be wiped away.
And also, you got to understand that this...
I think education should be a number one priority.
You
make
a choice to receive that education at the benefit of a person that put the money up.
I know, but listen.
No.
Listen. But listen. Let me talk. It should be a right. That's the only thing. You know me. Okay. We're very, very close. But education should be a right. I don't think you should have to pay for education.
Okay, that's fine.
Because it's going to pay off later.
I don't care how strong you feel about that. However, these people sat there. They said, here's your contract. This is what we're going to give you. This is when it's due. This is your interest rate.
Okay, you can't whitewash. I got
this.
You.
I will sign this. Oh, no. All right. It was for education.
I'll meet you in the middle ground there.
I just bought a $100,000 car and I signed a loan.
But a lot of these kids don't fucking know what they're doing.
Then with their guardian who's signing all this stuff, they're
responsible. All right. I'll go middle ground to this.
There is no middle ground. You signed a piece of paper saying, I will pay this. This is when. Now, how about this?
All right. The middle ground is me saying, in the future, it should be... completely.
Guys, this is.
I wish I could sign a contract.
This is actually pretty riveting.
Every contract I ever signed, there was a clause in it. Oh, in the future, I could change my mind. I'd be in. I just signed a mortgage. This is my.
Yeah, we get. We get what you're saying.
We can't see your shrug on the radio.
We get what you're saying, dude. I don't listen.
No,
if you're going to take a loan, you're responsible to pay back a loan.
All right.
End the story.
I agree with that.
Education
not...
should be a right, but if you
that,
want to go...
That's what I'm saying. I'm not arguing with what he's saying.
No, nothing should be a right except for your right to obtain whatever you want. Nothing should be given to you. Why do I got to wake up at 4:30 every fucking day and I do well for myself and somebody else doesn't have to do it because that's their...
But here's my thing. That's bullshit. Now, listen. And again, you know how I feel about socialists, and my father grew up in a socialist country. I'm not down for socialism, but education, if that was free to everybody, eventually it would pay off for itself quite far.
If right now in the United States of America they said, hey, everybody out there, Harvard University is free for everyone.
No, you have public ones. If you want to pay.
And I'm offering you the best one in the whole world. If I said Harvard University is free, don't you think there'll still be homeless people living in the street down the block from Harvard University? Not your right to be. You don't want to. Your effort. Capitalism is the best thing.
Why are you so angry?
Let me just say this, and I'm going to piggyback.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Because I agree with what he's saying.
I'm in slight agreement with him too.
And there's stupid people in this world. The smart people.
You don't want to pay for the stupid people.
No, I'm just saying. Smart people seldom do bad, even with education or no education. Smart people usually end up being successful. Why? Because they're smart people. And they figure
they're not retards.
There's much more to it. It's also people that have connections. I don't even think you should go to college unless you have a job lined up.
But that's a different situation. A situation.
But that's kind of what I'm getting. We're in agreement here.
So how about this? Let me present this scenario. Say me and you, right? We're offered the same loan for school. However, you know that your dad works for a Fortune 500 company. When you get done, you got a job. When I get done, I'm going to search the market and put resumes out. We both sign the same piece of paper, the same interest rate. Why do I have less of a right to pay for it than you do?
I don't know if that really has to do with what I was saying.
Nothing should be free for anyone in the world anywhere. Nothing.
I'm a libertarian, so I'm not for freedom. I just think – I honestly think we would have a better country if people got –
We offer everything for free in this country.
Well, all right, you're right. I'll give you that. You're totally right. We do give too much socialist projects. I think the education should just be the number one. You're getting hung up on every other socialist aspect. No. I'm saying because you're just like, people stealing, people taking from the government.
I don't think.
But if it was just education, nothing else, you'd probably be okay with it.
I don't think the poverty level would be as bad as it was if they were
not in 20 years.
They weren't given free stuff. If everybody had to fight for their own shit.
Well, it's like a cat that you feed. It doesn't. It forgets to hunt. You know what I mean? Like a cat forgets how to get its own food.
What they did with people, they gave people tons of low interest rates for homes that they couldn't afford. And they said, you buy it today, we'll give you 3 fucking flat screen TVs. They still signed a piece of paper.
Yeah.
The person who was financially the same.
But listen, we're not even arguing. We're on the same page. I'm just saying, like, public college education should be an option. I'm okay with that. That's the one, like, socialist sort of thing I'm okay with. Because it'll make the economy better and everything like that once you go into the thing. I know. Dude, it will.
Okay.
It's education. People getting better jobs and shit. Don't say why.
No, all you have is more undeserving people going to college that they shouldn't be going to and flooding the job market that are under.
Well, you and I have very little faith in the future community.
That's all I'm talking about. I'm just talking to your point. It's all right. Now I'm still talking and you're out of breath and you have no more facts.
No, I'm not out of breath. I just breathed. I breathed out.
Your angst at accepting that I'm right.
No, you're not right. You're not right. Nobody's right here. It's two different opinions. That's it. I am very against socialism. But don't you think if people were educated and got better jobs, the economy would be better, blah, 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 here's like it's a circle.
Effort is still required on every level of that.
Yeah, but don't you think if people, I don't
Justin,
know.
Justin, here's my argument with that.
All right, well, let's
is that we live in a world where education is out there. It's free. You can go online. You can fucking look up anything.
Well, I think that's
want.
What he's kind of getting into,
it
too.
It all started with my statistic that 52% of these people live at home, and they have more technology and more
dude,
anything afforded.
I am not defending Generation Y or whatever they're called now.
If I go to an Ivy League school and you go to a state school, how come I'm going to get a job first? We both had an education. We both had the same topic.
Listen. I'm somebody that went to college and I have
because I have
loan debt. I have all that shit.
No, what I'm saying is whether because you were really smart or you were really rich. That's the only reason
I wasn't either. I was kind of in that in between.
No, I'm not saying you personally. I'm saying
you're kind of almost like really rich and you're pretty
rich. What I'm saying is I would be either I would be really rich or I would be really smart if I went to an Ivy League school.
Now your two socks are bothering me. I'm sorry to bring it up right now because Murphy brought it up. I wouldn't have ever noticed. No, but go ahead.
They called me two socks.
It's a little bit parallel to that. Like, if you ever see The Goat is a movie about the guy.
I saw that movie.
You really can't apply that. They said he was better than Michael Jordan. Cheetle. However, it's right place, right time. He grew up in the fucking slums. He didn't go to North Carolina. He didn't get a scholarship there, but he was better. You know how many Michael Jordans there are right now?
Wait, what was this guy's name?
Earl Manigault.
I've never heard of him.
I'm
intrigued.
He was big in the late 70s.
He got jammed up.
He's dead already?
From Harlem. Oh.
Dead or in prison. Okay. Yeah. Gotcha.
Not selling $1 million worth of sneakers an hour.
No, he's not. He's not in prison.
He's not out. That guy.
He's out and he does like community outreach shit. But he fucked his whole
he
life
died
up.
Actually, he died in 1998. So, okay. He might be voted for Biden too during his
community. But listen, we're gonna wrap it up. But I really want to know. You don't think?
I'll give you an honest answer.
Wait. No. But listen to me before you're locked and loaded. I see that comment coming out of your mouth right now.
Puts the mic down.
He puts it down.
Look, I'm putting the mic down.
After that, give me the same respect to reply. That's all I ask.
Of course, I always do.
I apologize.
I always let everybody talk.
Sir, you may continue.
No, but thank you. So I'm just saying, you don't think, say, 20 years of it going on, that it's like it's the one thing the people of the North, Amsterdam, we've been to Amsterdam, all those fucking countries, Denmark and all them shit, they have public college. Like, you go there for free. It's proven to be very, very, our country's different because it's not homogeneous and it's, you know what I mean?
I already know what he's going to say.
Yeah. I don't know what I'm going to say either. But anyway.
I don't know what he's going to say.
Oh, him? Yeah. He, and his mic is on the couch. And wait, Mike, like, Mike does not have his mic.
Right.
But no, but what I'm saying is you don't think.
Mikeless Murphy.
It's complicated, but 20 years of people getting real education. You don't think that's going to like infuse the own like the economy and everything else? Go ahead.
I'm going to tell you. I think you said it.
Your light is on. Yeah.
You said it right off the bat. First of all, the United States of America is a lot different.
It is different. I know. I know. All right. I'll give you that. We could argue that.
Also, now, if they were going to provide free education, they're not going to be providing free education by Harvard law teachers. These are going to be entry-level teachers.
Like Medicaid fucking education?
Yes, just the same thing as their medicine program. As their
all right.
So
I'll give you that.
Is that, like, look at countries with social medicine. It takes 3 years, and then you have something wrong with your knee, and you show up at a dentist's office, and they're asking you what's wrong.
I think we talked about this, right?
Okay, so what I'm telling you is that also.
But I'm saying my cousin died because of socialist medicine, like 100%. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. No. Stop it. Go ahead.
What I'm saying is that at every point, at every level of this, there's an effort involved. You can walk to any neighborhood in the world and say, hi, how's everybody doing? Get me all your 18 to 35-year-olds in a circle. Hi, how you doing, guys? Listen to me.
Like, yeah, you
guys can all go to the school right there. It's free, and you have a chance. It's still not going to happen, bro. It's life is what you.
Well, you're talking about medicine. I'm talking about education,
I went
dude.
Right back to the school.
Yeah.
You guys see that school? How about this? You guys write down a piece of paper what school you want to go to. Free ride. You pick your teachers. And
here's
your
the thing with medicine, dude. Medicine is far more expensive.
I'm your point that I put my microphone down to it'll respect.
Yeah, I saw you put the microphone down.
So there's effort. There's effort required, bro. That just like you could lead a horse to water and you can't make a drink.
I also feel like
afford to every walk of life.
I also feel like these countries that are tooting their horn about these free education.
Bro, they got a lot of problems they don't talk about. They hide that shit.
But listen to what
they talk about
saying.
University. That's right. Not a good school. It's Westchester
Community
College.
But I'm saying, dude, you have.
All right, I'll give you that.
You have 10 kids or you have 2 kids. How is it easier to take care of 2 kids financially or 10 kids?
It depends on your situation.
Right. However, this is a 340 million population country. 340 million people on approximately live in this country. In Sweden, maybe 30 million.
Well, that's it. They're much smaller countries, and they're all the same race, which matters.
So to be able to micromanage a small little country with maybe a certain amount of people, maybe a few hundred thousand people.
It's easier.
It's a lot easier than to try to manage a
America is also
country.
A nation of like.
It's a nation of nations. There's 50 states in this country.
No, but we literally like became a nation by damning our leaders at the time. You know what I mean? We're rebels. Yeah. We're rebels.
But philosophy, no. Every state has its own legislation, and every legislation is always...
Well, that's part of the problem.
Fighting
yeah.
the federal legislation. It's like a non it's like a nonstop who deserves what funding from what, who deserves this much from this, and who can steal the most money from each other. You know what I mean?
This.
Like you got states like Texas and sure. Go ahead.
In the history of the United States of America, possibly the world, where we're at in America right now, no population has ever spent more money and put more effort into giving people, a underprivileged communities and people, more help has never been given to anybody in any country ever.
And listen, go ahead.
All of these schools and all this stuff is offered. It takes effort. That's why I think the core belief of capitalism. If you want to break your ass, you could make anything you want. The American dream is the greatest plan in the world.
It is.
Just because
it is
because you didn't do it doesn't mean that the American.
Here's
dream
my
sticks.
Thing.
It
it's out. Just college is it's way too fucking expensive. Like, dude, it's like $60,000 a year to go to most colleges, like sure. state universities, not Cornell, not fucking, you know what I mean? Like going
well,
to SUNY
again,
is like six is 60
again
grand.
Was that now you can,
well,
you can,
no.
SUNY
you,
might be like $30,000.
You
I don't
can
know.
Go to what? No, absolutely.
Maybe about maybe all, total 4 years. About
no, I'm talking about a year.
No,
absolutely not. About
8,000.
Yeah,
about
8,000. I went to a state university and it was $35,000 a year.
No.
Yep.
$3,500 a
year.
Maybe?
No. Three. No. 30.
Are you
like
4 years old?
Yeah.
$140 gazillion.
Yeah. I caught that. You just pounced on it real fast. I didn't
maybe
like. I my brain. Could, No, $35,000 a year.
Now, say, check this out. If they, if
I had a scholarship.
Really? What we do have, no. Say, like, with CUNY.
But only for half of it.
It's like, say, Westchester Community College, right?
Yeah.
State of New York University.
It's a SUNY, right? Technically. Yeah.
That's very affordable. Really, there was. I know people.
It's
that
still are, expensive, dude.
Okay, compared to
$10,000 a year.
Okay, it's like it's like $10,000 a year at least.
So check this out. If they were going to offer free education, everybody can't go to Harvard. Some people have to go to these community level colleges. Now you can be.
That's not
you
the
can,
argument.
You can. I'm telling you. You can be a CEO of a Fortune 500 company and start at Westchester Community College. You know what you have to do? Work hard, get your grades up, and transfer to another school.
All right, well,
effort is what I'm saying.
That's not an argument, though. Like, I'm not saying but that. I like think that. That's, but I you're think that's, right. Like, I'm not. Fair deal. How could I tell you you're not right?
But that's a fair deal. Listen, everything costs something.
It
you
just,
can't get something for nothing.
You know what it is?
The way
well,
it is.
It's actually a middle class problem. It's not even a poor
your
people problem.
Your taxes are what pays.
It's
for
a middle class problem because all these kids are going to fucking college. And they don't realize. Hold on.
No, no, no.
Hold on.
No, no, no. But I'm saying
let me
you
finish.
Pay taxes for.
No, but I'm saying it's a middle class problem.
Right.
It's,
oh, sure.
It's not poor black kids in the community.
Well, all they got to do is
it's middle class like Jewish and white kids that didn't realize what they were getting into and like were like, hey, college is what you do. You know what I mean? I'm 18. I barely have pubes.
But hold on. Hang
on. Let's go to school.
How old were you when you started college?
18.
No, you aren't. How old were you when you started college?
18. July 1st. What are you talking?
When's your birthday?
February 15th.
If you're, okay, check it out. If your birthday was in October, how old were you when you started college?
No, I was...
19.
I guess... No. I was 18.
Wait a minute. Your birthday's in July, right?
Yeah, I turned 18 before I went to college.
So say if there
what,
was,
you, what is your argument?
People that started the same people that graduated the same year as high school as you did, their birthday is after that, right? You understand? So there are people that started.
What's going on?
There's people that started college at 17 years old, right?
Sure.
Can a 17-year-old person can legally sign a document obtaining a student loan?
I'm speaking. Yeah.
Okay. Are there people that start college at 17 years old?
Yes.
Did they obtain?
Of course.
Did they obtain student loans?
Yes.
I guess I don't know.
Who signed it?
I didn't research this before this show.
This is what happens.
That people get these
Why are you yelling?
You're saying that these kids get these loans and they have no idea. They have no idea. Their parents who are adults who are going through life sign that. At the end of the argument was about
Okay, they're
loans.
Both retarded. Like you're not arguing with me.
So the fact that they're retarded means that they shouldn't have to pay those student loans that they signed because they're retarded?
I just listen.
You are
taking a statement and stretching it out so far. It's like Plato, dude, and you're just like making it clear.
No, I sound like Plato. That's right. No, this whole conversation started because you thought that student debts should be forgiven. However, these were signed
no.
by adults.
I didn't say forgiven. I said in the future, college should be free. At least.
Was about student loans that you think that they should.
Well, come on, dude. You got to like some people.
What was
I was saying is also right, it's
guys.
A middle class problem.
Yes.
Like it's.
Yeah, we've
it's hard to defend little white kids. I'm just saying.
You're defending their parents who signed the contract.
No, I more mean in the future.
Listen,
school should be free.
Here's the thing about college.
Right?
Here's the thing about college.
In the future,
even
not forget
college,
about
what
debts.
I'm saying is, even if you go to college,
you
could go to college and be dumb as rocks, you're not gonna make it, but you have a degree that gets you nowhere. Pretty much.
Well, I think that's kind of what he's saying is like idiots should not go.
Say they make education free for inner city kids. So I'm an inner city kid.
No. It should be free for everybody if it's free for anybody.
Let's say they make it free for just inner city kids. Let's see how well they do in 20 years as far as
that's not at all the argument I was making.
So here's an argument right here. So hey, I'm an inner city kid. I'm 13 years old. If I fucking get a college education, I'll probably start with some entry-level job. I'll be making about $20,000, $25,000 a year, right? But here I am. Now I'm selling crack on the street. I'm making $5,000 a week selling crack.
Dude, I'm about to start selling crack right now.
What I'm saying is that it doesn't matter. College does not mean anything.
You don't need to go to college. That's not anything. That's not my argument
if you're
at
smart
all.
Or you're ambitious, you're going to make be successful.
People that are on public assistance, right? They have their medical paid for everything, stuff like that. Then you have people, imagine them coming into projects saying, listen, we could get all you guys minimum wage jobs. We could all get you guys get you all jobs at McDonald's you for $7 an hour.
Right.
And you don't even really, it's like no-show. It's like the mob.
No. How about this? Yeah. You go, but you know what? Now, since you have a job, you can't have your free housing or your medical coverage, but you're contributing to society with your minimum wage job.
It's,
I can't blame them for not
listen,
telling you to stop.
And this right. is, listen, this is totally different than what I was talking about. I agree with you 100% on what you're talking about. No, I was just talking about I think college should be available to everybody. But listen, no. But what you're talking about is just abusement of a system. Like, I think there's a middle ground here for us, you know. I am a libertarian. I do not think the government should be involved in much, but I think education should kind of be up there.
If you're savvy enough and have the determination to go to college, even though you don't have a lot of money and you get those student loans,
it's just way too expensive.
Of course you can.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, you're not wrong.
To make it into school on your grades and your work ethic, then you're going to be able to pay your student loans off, no problem. Because if you're an ambitious. If you're an ambitious and hardworking person, you'll find a job.
I like what you're saying.
Yeah, which is fine.
I like about whatever.
I like where you're going, but I don't.
I was
going
to say philosophically, I like what you're saying, but it's not. It's not
I like
true.
What you're saying on an ethereal level.
Listen, Mr. Anthony. Anthony.
Well, I don't want to see anybody doing bad anywhere. But you know what? There's pieces of shit for a reason because you're a piece of shit.
That's what I'm saying. When I keep saying it's a middle class problem, it's like dumb kids that don't know any better. And they're just like, I got to go to college. That's what you do.
Okay.
And like, you don't need to. First of all, you only did 1 year, right?
Not even.
Yeah, right. So my dad only did a half a year at Westchester Community. Like, so many people I know that are successful did not go to college. You do not need to go to college.
The top professor in Westchester Community College.
But there should be more available.
More money a year than they make.
Yeah. I'm saying that, but there should be more options available for kids that can't afford college.
Yeah, get a trade. However.
Yeah, like you and I have. I understand.
You know, I don't think it's fair.
None of us here have high class sales jobs.
What I thought you were saying is that people on student loans, they should just let them go. It's not the truth. Now imagine
That's not what I meant.
Because what I'm saying is that imagine you're the company that buys these student loans.
And the problem is
made a bad decision.
If that's what I said, that's not what I meant. It's because that would obviously be bad to the average taxpayer. And I'm not saying free education wouldn't be. No, I'm saying forget past student loans. Today, starting today, college have a bunch of free. All right, I'm not saying you go to Harvard.
But then you see what you're doing by doing that? Now it's the taxpayer's responsibility. So
Jesus Christ,
it's true.
This is a fact. You want?
No, I'm not saying you're wrong.
Are going up 3% a year.
Dude,
good luck to those kids.
Dude, I'm not saying you're wrong at all. I'm like complaining about like fuck. I can't even win this argument
because it is hard.
No, it's because you're wrong.
Those Northern European countries.
No. There should be something.
Justin, as of right now, if you go and you get a student loan, that's coming from a company that's incentivized to give you a loan at interest. If you want to go to free college, the taxpayer.
Why are you yelling at me like we're gonna fight?
And those Northern European countries that you talk about, who have this democratic socialist economy. They paid 85% of their income goes to the fucking.
Oh, dude, they're taxed like out the ass.
They have to. Yes, there's no free stuff. There's no.
Somebody's paying for it, but right now, as soon as
they say it's free, but it's not.
Jesus, I just thought everybody should have education.
I agree, yo, hey, Justin.
I just want people to have nice stuff.
I just wanted.
Justin, get out the car. Kumbaya, my brother. Me too. Guess what? That's not how life on the planet Earth works.
On that note, I think we should say this has been
a great
show.
That's a great way to wrap up.
Show.
That's good.
Tune in next week, guys. We're going to be hopefully back in the studio next week if the weather permitting
for another show.
Our Twitter has been defeated, but we're going to start up a new one. They can't stop
us. No, dude, we got to get this Twitter back. We'll figure it out. We'll talk about this later.
Baby, I want you to play some air supply at it. You know,
Jesus Christ. I'm gonna just, can I punch somebody? Isn't there like somebody at Twitter?
Punch Carmen.
This we get, what's gonna shirt? You know what? You get a shirt that says punch Carmen. You can punch somebody, then you're gonna get arrested, and you can apply to for the help for the public defender's office, which is also paid by taxpayers.
So I could go to college and get defended.
Well, no, this whole charge is probably gonna, and we just missed the boat by college by about 20 fucking years. What do you think? Is this unnecessary roughness? You're gonna throw for 20 touchdowns in a fucking game?
Look at, you're so amped up.
I'm involved. I'm sorry.
There's nothing wrong with it. It's okay. It's just you're
now. I'd rather I'd rather have aggressive Murph.
I can't do it right, but I'm not being aggressive. I'm sorry.
No, it's true. Then it's better than falling asleep, Murph. Listen, that's for damn sure.
I'm very sorry if the truth put you in a position where you feel like somebody's being aggressive. There are safe spaces and IPAs for guys like you.
And IPAs. We made fun of IPAs before you got to the bar tonight.
I got an IPA.
Yeah.
CreepyCorner.nyc. Check us out.
Yeah,
there.
That's the only place you can find
Spotify,
us. CreepyCorner.nyc.
iTunes, as usual. If you're on iTunes, give us a review. If you like us, just keep.
Nobody talks to us.
I don't even care if you tell me to go fuck my mother. Just say something. Yeah, say something. Type one letter. I think I did this and I still owe somebody $5 over this.
Anyway, that's it for us.
Oh, you never sent it?
I don't know how to send anything like that.
Have a good night.
Guys, have a good one. Thank you. Happy New Year, everybody. Wait, just say Happy New Year. Fuck
you.
Fuck you all.
Especially the Chinese.
Okay.
True.